Well, Loz, I reckon last time we chatted to Mark Webster from the Inglis organisation on the program, he had announced his retirement and we had a worldwide search for a replacement. Well, they had that big search and he was the man. he was reappointed by the board, so he's there for at least another couple of years. Good to have Mark Webster back on the program. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, TK and Loz. How are you?
Yeah. Going very, very well, mate.
I feel like I'm the short straw here, the way you introduced me.
No, well, you said you were leaving, and then they did a search, and then they came back and said, you know what? We don't want to lose you. We want you to stay.
That's nice.
So that's nice.
Yeah, look at it. Look, I'm happy with the outcome, to be honest. At the time that I decided to go, I thought, you know, I've done my bit. Let someone else take it from here. Which is fine. There's some really good candidates, and I met a few of them, but the board just didn't seem to agree on any particular one. And so I guess they came back to me, and I was happy to keep going by then. 6 months down the track, I had a different outlook.
Yeah, no doubt about that, mate. We've got an exciting race. There's some really smart two-year-olds stepping out tomorrow in the Inglis, but better than that, there's a possibility of some connections winning $3 million. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, exactly. We've got our own triple crown. Before the Golden Eagle Grand Slam was announced, we'd announced our own two-year-old triple crown. So there's $3 million up for grabs. There are two initial legs, so we can have two contenders go into leg two and three. And Espignard, that won the English banner down in Melbourne, a nice Easter filly, has already qualified for leg one. And of course, tomorrow we can have another qualifier. And if a horse wins the Triple Crown, which includes the Millennium, the $2 million Millennium, is the second leg in February, and then the English Size Produce just a few months later during the Sydney Carnival, well, we'll give them an extra $3 million.
That's very generous.
Well, it is, and you know, it'd be nice for it to go off, but it'll also be bloody expensive, won't it?
this is just. Do you insure against that, Mark, or do you just cop it?
Look, we cop it. We insure some of the things that we do, of course. But I mean, it costs us in the long run, whether we insure or whether we fund things. It costs us in the long run. But this is the business we're in. It's a bit like racing New South Wales. They're putting on some exciting races and bonuses. It's all about encouraging participation and rewarding people that do take on the challenge of being an owner. And you know, not every ownership experience is a positive one, but we've all got to do what we can to reward as many owners as possible so they're back up again next year.
Look, you're always busy, Mark, but is, you know, leading into Christmas and then after Christmas leading into the slipper the busiest time?
Yeah, of course. The first half of the year for us is the busiest, but particularly leading up to April. Because we've got the classic in early February. We've got 1,000 yearlings. It's the biggest classic book you would have ever seen. And, you know, very, very handy if you want to do some exercise over Christmas as a weight. But literally, it is that big. We then lead into our sale in Melbourne towards the end of February, early March. And then, of course, the Easter sale, which has produced so many stakes winners already this year. You know, some people quip about the Easter sale, you know, that takes a little while for the graduates to perform on the track. But I think most of Gay's two-year-old winners this side of Christmas are from the Easter sale, which is fabulous.
Am I allowed back, mate, by the way?
Yeah, you had a big time out.
Well, we'll think about that. You know, I've got a different outlook, as I said, so yes, you're welcome.
Mate, a quick tip for us for tomorrow's English Nursery.
Well, you know, look, Strasburg, I suppose, is the fave at the moment, and that particular stable, you know, produce a good one every year. But there's a few really good contenders in there. You look at the way Iron Invincible's going, obviously him, Enforcement. But there's a Brazen Bow in there that Chris Waller has, son of Iron Invincible, which, you know, has got every chance as well. And, you know, with Chris Waller, Star Thoroughbred Decision, I don't know. It can come from anywhere. Mick Price brought Extreme Choice up a few years ago. He had his first run in this race in, you know, no exposed form. And he's brought another one up, which is interesting. Believe it or not, a Bella Spree filly, Touch of Paradise.
Touch of Paradise, about an 8.50 chance currently. Mark, always good to chat and good luck with this English Nursery tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.